All right, I am here with KZ Insurance Brokerage today. I'm joined by Mark, Kathy, Christy, and Melissa. Thank you guys so much for hopping on here today to let us all know what you guys do and where your specialty is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. You know, and I was just talking to these guys right before we started recording here. We started on the show. I am so bummed that when we had our agency that we were not connected, because we totally should have been. I had, you know, the one story in particular that came up for me was I had a roofer in Portland, Oregon area, Salem, just south of Portland. And I could not place a workers' comp policy on this guy to save my life. And I wish that we would have been in touch with you, because I understand, like, I mean, you guys do a lot of stuff, but that's really your fast lane product is workers' comp risks that nobody can place anywhere else. Is that right?
Yeah, we try to do the tougher risk for sure. And roofers would be one.
That's awesome. Yeah. 'Cause this guy had a lot of claims. And so, you know, our markets all declined him, and Safe, the monopolistic, you know, kind of monopolistic provider in Oregon, they declined him. Everybody was declining that. I don't even know where he ended up getting his policy at, probably through you guys. But it would have made a lot of sense. And then, so you guys write over 200 workers' comp class codes and including high risks and super high mods. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, probably low number these days. Go ahead.
Great. Say that again, Mark. Oh, I was going to say, we actually write over 200 class codes. We're a generalist, so we'll write and look at anything. And if the premium fits it and stuff, then we'll write it.
Yeah.
And Mark is excellent at large accounts, getting them to the right pricing and stuff.
Yeah.
Based on losses and whatever the case is.
Well, and the nice thing is you guys have been doing this for a really long time. I mean, you know, your guys' insurance brokerage has been around since 2001. And then I understand Mark and Kathy, your guys' insurance experience scales back beyond that. Kathy, one of the things that I thought was interesting when I was reading up on you guys and as we've been talking here is that you started off in the retail agency side and saw the need for kind of faster, friendlier, better service from the wholesaler MGA, you know, company crowd, and stepped in to fill that need. Is that right?
That is correct. I started out in personal lines, actually, when I was 21, 22. And then I went into commercial, and I was in the agency side for, I think, about 15 years. And then I went to surplus. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the wholesale surplus side. But what I realized was a lot of things were just being thrown out there and not really looked at when agents would send things over and stuff. They would just submit it out and whatever came in, that's what they would get.
Like a quote mill.
And they weren't getting a lot of, yes, and they weren't getting a lot of service and personal one-on-one and stuff like that. So, when I came back to California, because I was in Alabama, when I came back to California and stuff, I worked for a couple of wholesalers out here on surplus. Then I decided, you know, we're going to start this up. And our main focus is to really help the agents place their insurance where they need to be and get them the best rate and provide the best service that they can get when there's an issue or they have a question or whatever it may be. There's times where if I can't write something, I will help an agent find a market that will write it for them. I won't get anything out of it, but I will help them, you know, if I say, hey, I don't have a market for that, but I know someone that does.
Right.
And I'll give them that information. So a lot of times I'll take new agents that are not real experienced in the insurance industry, and I will work with them and teach them, you know, how to do accords and what they need and what questions to ask and coverages and stuff like that. Especially on the property and casualty, you know, the BOPs and autos and stuff like that. So, yeah, and that's what our agency is based on. It's all about service and taking care of our agents and their insureds. We look out for the insureds, especially because, you know, it's important that they get the best pricing and coverage.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the service side is so big. Sorry. One more time.
Oh, I said that's the logist of it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the service side is so huge for every agency. And, you know, I think that's the difference between what you just said is the difference between companies like your guys's that start up, you know, for you guys, 2001, you know, 19 years later, you're still going strong. You've got an average tenure of your staff, which we'll go over here in a minute, of 15 years we were talking about. I don't know companies that keep people for 15 years. Clearly, you're doing something right. But I think the biggest separator of kind of the flash in the pan of people that pop up and go away as, you know, as soon as their funding runs out is what you just said, is that you care. You've been in the business for over 30 years. Mark's been in the business for over 30 years. You guys are both the principals of this place. And, you know, you both know what you're doing. And you even know if somebody comes to you and it's not something that you can necessarily take care of, but sounds like you take care of a lot. But if it's something that you can't take care of, you know where to point somebody and you care. And that's why people will keep coming back to you. And that's why they'll come to you first, is because you genuinely care about the outcome for your agents and for their clients.
That is correct. And also, most of our agencies, or I think all of our agencies pretty much that write business with us, are pretty much all referred over to us by someone else in the industry. So this is the first time we've actually gone out really to, you know, get in contact with more agents in other states.
Yeah.
So this is sort of new to us, but it's, you know, one of those things that I say, hey, we should try this. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and it sounds like you guys are going to be a great resource for a lot of agents that are on our platform, on the Insurance Connector, just because of, you know, like I said, your experience, the access to markets. We were talking about this, and not to divert from the importance of the workers' comp, I wish I would have known about you guys when I had an agency because of the Travelers appointment. Do you know how many times I tried to get appointed with Travelers? I mean, we had a pretty...
I'm sorry.
You know, you quote your competition enough times and you start looking at their policies and you're going, you know, it's a solid policy. The rates, at least so I specialized in construction contractors. The rates for construction contractors, they had some good general liability products. They had some awesome property packages and they had really, really killer rates in commercial auto. I don't know if that's still the case or not, because that was years ago, but I mean, Travelers is a solid company. It's really hard to get an appointment with them, and somebody could come to you guys and start writing Travelers insurance tomorrow, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes, that's correct. And it's very, very possible you could have a quote tomorrow.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. You know, in Hartford, that's another company. We wrote a lot of business through them. I definitely love the Hartford. Omaha National, tell me about some of the products that you guys write through there.
Omaha National is in about 10 states in the U.S. right now, California being one of them, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Arizona. I have to look the rest of this, but they're in about 10 states for writing workers' comp. And that's what we write with workers' comp. At this moment, we find them to be a very competitive carrier. We've had no service issues with them. It's gone well. And we have a very warm and personal relationship with them. And it's very comfortable. So, you know, we submit our agent's business to them. They quote it. They write a fairly broad range of business. They do write higher X mods as well as credit X mods very well. They've been good. We've enjoyed our relationship with them. It's one of our newer relationships. I think we've only been with them a couple of years now, but it's gone well.
Well, and that says a lot that you guys like them. I mean, you guys have been in the business for a really long time, And I mean, you know, essentially careers worth. A lot of people don't spend their career in one industry as long as you guys have been doing insurance. So the fact that you guys are like, this is a great company, we're happy to work with them, we've been with them for a couple of years. I mean, that sounds like a market that I would want to place my clients through with their workers' comp, because I know that's one of the biggest things on the agent side. You know, you start getting hiccups with audits, or you start getting hiccups with claims, or hiccups here and there with, you know, different billing issues and stuff like that. Your workers' comp can turn into a giant headache really, really quickly. And it seems like it can turn into a bigger headache than, you know, your general liability or your auto, or just because there's so many moving parts with workers' comp, and it can really, you know, kind of spin sideways on you really quick. So that's, I think, probably, would you guys agree that that's probably one of the biggest selling points of why agents should come over to KZ Insurance and do business with you guys, is just the problems that you guys are going to avoid them right out of the gate, specifically with their workers' compensation, is probably going to save the, I mean, you know, the time is money in the industry, right? If I'm spending all day long on one workers' comp risk, when I can just forward the applications I've already done to you guys, and you guys are like, hey, we got it from here, don't worry about it, Abe. I mean, why would I not do that?
Well, we agree, and Christy, for the new business, accepts those applications. So, Christy, you have anything you want to talk about on that?
Well, yes, I'm the one that gets the information, and I work closely with the agents and the underwriters on the new business and renewal submissions. What you send to me, you know, the cord or the supplemental, I go through that. With just the cord, I can take a look and see if a market is blocked at that time and get back to the agent and let them know. I go over everything to see what's needed up front before I submit a full submission. Then I give all that information over to the underwriters. Sometimes there's some additional information that's being requested from the underwriter, and I go back to the agents at that point. So I work pretty closely with both sides there.
That's great.
You know, try to streamline the process. Go ahead.
I want to say, when Christy came on board, she didn't know a thing about insurance or even what an app was and stuff like that. And when she came on board, she was handling a lot of submissions, and she took it and ran with it. And I like to call her Speedy, because she's very fast at inputting and getting the information in and out, back and forth, and asking questions and stuff like that. You know, she knows that it's important to get it logged right away, and so that we don't get blocked, and so the agent doesn't get blocked and stuff. So,
yeah, she's been great. That's really great. Well, she's been there for, Christy, you've been there for 10 years.
If something needs to be logged, that's the most important, and I'll do it. I'll drop everything and make sure that I can reserve that market.
Yeah, otherwise, in some businesses, they call that the $500 sandwich. If you're eating a sandwich and you miss something, mm-hmm. a sandwich gets really expensive really quickly. You've been there for 10 years, right?
Yes, 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then
10 years this past June, yes.
Yeah, well, and then so we also got Melissa on the line. Melissa, you've been there for almost, 15 years?
Correct.
Closing in.
Correct.
Tell us about your position there.
I am a account supervisor, specializing in mostly work comp. I take care of any questions on payment and audits, audit disputes. I also loss control, and like all the servicing needs of our policyholders. And I'm trying to think.
If there's an issue, she fixes it when it comes to a policy.
Take care of renewals. Up to $100,000 in premium, and so I'm always here.
That's great. Well, so you
she
guys.
She sleeps at her desk.
Got a group of workaholics. I love that. That's one thing I always look for in a carrier when I'm going. I want somebody that does nonstop work like I do. You know, it's just hard to find, right? You don't find that everywhere. And so you guys, you know, it sounds like within your organization, I mean, obviously you guys have the experience aspect. Clearly you're friendly. You're knowledgeable. You guys can help spearhead problems before they become a problem. Or maybe there's an agent out there listening to this podcast right now that has a problem on their hands. And it's not necessarily a matter of like spearheading the problem because the problem's already there. It's a matter of mitigating the problem and just trying to place the risk. You know, tell me who should not come and do business with you guys.
Who should not?
Yeah, who do you guys not want to not come and? Well, go ahead. What?
If they're not nice, we don't want them.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you. Life is too short for not nice people, right?
Exactly.
I couldn't agree with that more.
So not nice people need not apply. What was that? Go ahead.
One of the things I've always stressed when we started the business was it's all about teamwork. Not just in our wholesale, but with our agents. You know, we all have to work as a team to get whatever it is we're trying to get accomplished. You know, mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're really good at is when there's an issue, we find a solution to either loss control or whatever. We find a solution to try to fix it. There was one point where we requested loss control be done on certain amount accounts lower than what the company usually did because we felt that they weren't getting the service. And the company complied with that for us. You know, and it helped the insurance a lot. Don't you agree, Mark?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. Yeah, we're very focused on the insured getting the loss control service that they want and need, and we're not looking to force anything on anybody, but we know, you know, especially in the workers' comp world, you know, that X mod is king, you know, you know, and if we can do our part to help get that X mod down, that's what we're going to do. And, you know, and quite honestly, we've lost business over the years. We had one this past year, large account. We wrote this account, this insured for, I'm going to say about 7 or 8 years. And their XMOD started, somewhere close to 200. Well, this last wow. year, their XMOD was a credit XMOD in the neighborhood. I'm going to say I think it was like 73 or something like that. And all of a sudden every carrier in the world wants them.
Right.
You know, whereas back before, but we had, and quite honestly by our carrier, they were going to be non-renewed second year by our carrier, but we fought that and got a plan together with our agent and with their insured and with the company for loss control.
Yeah.
And
it worked.
They stayed with us all these years. Yeah, they stayed with us all these years, and they're saving like, you know, 2/3 of the premium they were paying, you know, at this
yeah.
point.
Wow.
And yeah, that's part of the game. And then somebody quoted at a level that we couldn't compete with, unfortunately, right. on that one.
Well, that's
account.
not your wheelhouse. I mean, but gosh, you know, I mean, guess who they're going to call when they have a claim and that mod rating changes? You know, you already know who they're going to call. They're going to call you.
Yeah, we do. And that, yeah, long story short, you know, Melissa and I, we kind of take primary responsibility on the loss control end for our insureds, and we work hard and watch closely to see that the insured is getting the support they need.
Yeah, well, and you know, on an agent's side, go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah. I was going to say, we also watch claims and stuff, too, and monitor claims, you know,
great.
To make sure they're getting closed out and all that other stuff, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, you know, from an agent side, you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of the agents that come to theinsuranceconnector.com and sign up to get connected with companies like your guys's or other companies, too, you know, we got all sorts of different carriers on there, but... You know, for somebody starting off, this is a really good tool for them because, you know, not only do they need market access, but really what they need is they need connections to people like you guys, because you're only as good as the information that you have. And there's no way to learn this kind of stuff except on the job training. We all know, because all of us have been in the insurance business, everybody on this call, we've all been in the insurance business long enough to know that there is no training course in the entire world that can tell you everything you need to know to do your job in insurance, because there are so many variables. There are so many different things that can happen. There are so many different tiny little things that you've got to pay attention to and keep tabs on, that in order to do that effectively, you have to either have been in the business for a really long time, like you guys, or you have to have access to a team of people that have been in the business for a really long time, like you guys. And, you know, the fact that I can take a risk to you guys, and you guys will say, Abe, yep, here you go. Here's your quote. We can write it. And thank goodness, because, you know, everybody else I've been dealing with for however long has declined the darn thing. You know, that's huge. But the other thing that's huge, too, is I know that when I call you, you're going to give me information because you care. You're not just processing me out like a number out of a drive-thru, but you're going to give me the information that I need to take back to my client as a new agent and have the client know that I know what I'm talking about. And really, to the client, they don't care if you know everything or if you're connected with people that know everything. Like, the end result's the same, right? So whether you've been in the business for 35 years or you're talking to somebody and getting information from somebody who's been in the business for 35 years, if you know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. Clients talk about that. They refer that. And that's probably a huge driver of your guys' success is, like you said, the referrals. Just from talking to you, the amount of time we've been talking, I can already tell why people refer people to you guys, because you'd get the job done. You do it right. You do it honestly, even if it doesn't mean you guys getting paid.
No, that's right.
Go ahead, Mark. God bless conference calls, right?
Tag, you're it, Mark. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yes, for us, it's about serving our agents and their insureds. You know, that's what it's about, you know, and it's, we can close it up at night. We can go to bed and we can say we did our job, you know, it's just that simple. And if you do that, the business is going to come and you're going to be profitable, you know, and you can't count every little phone call as a money-making opportunity. You can't do that.
No.
You just have to serve the need. Whatever the need is, you have to serve the need.
Yeah. Well, yep. Go ahead, Kathy, and then I've got something to share, too.
Okay. There have been times with Mark and Melissa and me, you know, where the agent didn't know how to maybe ask the questions that were needed on an account, especially in the package side and stuff like that. And I have no problem getting on the phone with the agent and the insured and going over, you know, their needs and stuff like that with them and explaining things to them. So, you know, we've done that quite a bit, conference calls.
Which for all you new agents out there, what we're describing to you right now is probably not going to be your typical experience, especially when it comes to the nationwide wholesaler, MGA type, you know. And not to say anything bad about them, because I think everybody in our industry has got a place. They've got a lane they drive in that they try and do really, really well. And I think by and large, the insurance industry is blessed to have an above average amount of people who care. But what we're describing here to you of being able to call and ask questions of somebody and not have them be irritated that you're calling with a question, that's not normal. It's, you know, because a lot of places, especially the nationwide places, they're, you know, they've got so much busy work, or, you know, there's so many different tiers of people that you talk to. And I mean, you know, calling a place like KZ Insurance, this is not your normal experience when you're calling and trying to get information to relay to your clients or get information about what you should do in a situation that you find yourself in with workers' comp or any other kind of risk. It's not normal, you know, and it reminds me of a phone call. What you just said, Mark, about looking at every phone call, not as an opportunity to make money, but an opportunity to help. There was several times throughout our years of having our insurance agency where, you know, people would call in and they were on a policy, they wanted to switch, or they're frustrated with their agent or what have you. And they call in and they're frustrated, and I understand. And, you know, you're in an opportunity where you could recommend a different product and you can make a quick buck. And you know, with a business, like, we all got to keep our lights on, right? We got to keep our staff paid, health insurance premiums, office rent. I mean, computer bills, the bills are endless.
Sure.
But, you know, you look at a situation and you tell the person, you know, you probably should not do business with me right now because it's not the right time. It's not the right, you know, you're on a good policy. And you give somebody, like you said, you know, this not an, everything's not an opportunity to make money. It's an opportunity to help somebody. You look at it like that. Every single time I ever have done that, the first few times when our agency was really young, it was like very difficult to do because you're going, I really need this sale. But, you know, when you've been in business a long time, it's a little bit easier to do. And the reason, you know, I mean, it gets even easier and easier and easier because you realize that every single time you do that, those people come back to you over and over and over again, and they bring their friends over and over and over again. And pretty soon, you don't just have a customer base, you have a following. You have a group of loyal people that will be around you no matter what because they know you're honest with them and they know that your heart's in the right place and you want to help. And that's the way that I'm seeing, you know, what you guys are doing. Somebody early on in business told me, you're not going to succeed because, you know, of all these different things you're putting into your business. You're going to succeed because you care. You really care about the outcome of what happens with your customers. And that's what it sounds like the reason your guys' success is because you genuinely care.
And I've done what you've done. I've done what you've done on the package side. I'll look at it like they got a really good policy. I mean, their premium's good. Their policy's good. You know, you need to keep them where they're at. You know, I mean, they have this coverage that this company doesn't offer. So yeah, they need to stay where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that. I've done it many a times, you know, because you don't want to cheat the insured just to make a buck.
No. And you know what the crazy thing is a lot of times on the retail agent side, you know, renewal comes around and they give you a call and they say, hey, can you take over my insurance? My renewal's coming up and I want you guys to be my agent. That's happened a lot. And, you know, I mean, yeah, just the opportunities that come from it. And the crazy thing is sometimes it takes 5 years to manifest those kind of conversations to full fruition of what happens when you provide that level of service. So everybody starting an agency out there, take note, because if you operate it like Kathy and Mark have, then in 19 years from now, we'll be doing a podcast together and you'll be talking about what you did and it'll be a similar story. I mean, that's just how you succeed in insurance. It's how you succeed in anything, but especially in insurance, is just, you know, caring and being honest.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly. And I just want to say one more thing.
That's
sort of interesting, I guess. You know, we have agents that are appointed with some of the same companies that we're appointed with. You know, they have a direct appointment stuff. But some of them still send business to us because they feel we can get it done better.
Yeah. Well, and that's huge. I mean, you know, not to give any underwriters out there a bad rap, but what I will say is that there was a lot of days when I was an agent working the retail side, I was having a really good day till I called in and talked to an underwriter. And just from talking to you guys, it doesn't sound like that's a problem within KZ Insurance.
Please let us talk to the underwriters. We're happy to.
Hey, you know what? Whatever the cut is, I would do the same thing. If you guys are going to talk to the underwriters for me, you got yourself a deal. Even if I am directly appointed, deal. You can do it.
We get to know our companies well. You know, there are times when, honestly, you know, underwriters come and go. We all know that. Underwriters come and go.
You know who to call and ask for, though. That's another tricky thing that you get to know with some of those companies. Yeah, some of them wear combat boots to work.
Yeah, we work hard to know what the company guidelines are, and if we don't think we're getting quite what the answer we should get from the underwriter, we'll take it to another level. You know, it's you know, just because we know.
Yeah. And you guys, I mean, I've been in the business for quite a long time. You guys have been in the business a lot longer than me. So, I mean, you know, there's a good chance that if an underwriter's given me an answer, because you've been in the business three times longer than I have, that I won't know that's the wrong answer, and I'll take it at face value and just keep moving along with my day, call the customer back, say, gee whiz, sorry, I wish we could write your workers' comp, but we can't. But you guys look at that answer and you go, something's not right here. This is not exactly correct. We need to talk to somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do that. Yes, we definitely do that. If something is not adding up and stuff, we go up the ladder or say, look, this isn't right. I mean, you know, whatever it may be, the rates or whatever, it's like, you know, the credits, you know, whatever it is we're arguing, we'll first take it to the underwriter, back to them. And so they won't budge, it's like, okay, well, we're taking it up the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are always respectful with our underwriters.
Sure.
And we have excellent relationships with, you know, I could use the proverbial 99% of our underwriters. I don't know what the number is, but we have excellent relationships with most all our underwriters.
Yeah.
And many of them say, okay, take it up the ladder, you know, that, you know, take it up and we do it in a respectful manner always.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it circles back to you don't know what you don't know. So, I mean, you know, having you guys in the corner, I mean, essentially as a very, very fairly compensated division of an agent's new agency or new brokerage firm or whatever they've got going on. I mean, you know, you can't hire somebody with the amount of experience in the insurance world and the varied insurance in the insurance world that you guys have. It's just they're, you know, if they're out there, then they own a company like you guys do, because, you know, that kind of experience you can't bring on to your staff. But working with you guys is a way that a new agent could do that and immediately have access to all that knowledge and all that help and connections that they're not going to have starting out.
Correct.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, you guys, we ran a couple of minutes over. This was good stuff, though. I really, really, really appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to join me. Thank you very much. Kathy, tell me your guys'.
Thank you.
Tell me your guys' website. Is it kzinsurance.com?
Yeah, Mark, go ahead.
You can. We own a couple of domains that you can go to, but AZIB.com
is
the simplest access to our website. But you can, as you said, you can go to www.kzinsurance.com as well. We own both those domain names.
Okay.
And both will go to the same website. And there we are.
So KZIB.com. And then if somebody wants to call you guys, just that 916-781-6000, right?
That's correct. They can call us at that number. Additionally, if they just want general information, you can email info@kzib.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me. We really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And everybody listening should at least go over kzib.com, give them a call, send them a quote, give them something, just test them out. See if you like them. And I think that you'll find exactly, because it sounds like exactly the way we did business for all these years. And, you know, it's just a great place to do business. So we really appreciate you guys coming on today. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.